setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to, where you can do that work, and then how do you get there? We're going to help you answer that as well. If you know what that work is that just fires your soul up, but you just don't know how to get there, we can help you. If you have no idea what you want to do with your life, we can help you. If you know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but you got some financial stuff that's keeping you stuck, or you're just afraid, or you've got some doubt, some family holding you back. Ooh, we'll discuss that too. It's all open season if it's about you and your future, the future that you long for, because we believe that you were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. We believe that every human being is on this planet to make a contribution, to make the world a better place. And we're going to help you figure out how to do that, where to do it, and how you can get there. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. We're putting the purpose in talk radio. Let's go to the phones. Ed's going to start us off in Memphis, Tennessee. Ed, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call today, man.
You bet, Ed. How can I help?
Well, to kind of keep it as short as possible, I'm 23 years old. I graduated college in May of last year, May of 2020. So kind of right in the midst of the whole pandemic across the world. And as you can imagine, not a very hospitable job market to be going into, all that sort of thing. But so I'm now, you know, coming up on a year since graduation, and I've had like some part-time work, some in-between work kind of stuff, but I still haven't really been able to nail down like a full-time job career. And everybody kind of tells me, you know, you're kind of a victim of circumstance, keep throwing darts at the dartboard, the whole nine yards. But I'm kind of just tired of playing the victim of circumstance card just because of being, you know, graduated into a pandemic and all that.
Yeah, so good for you.
I guess my question is, what are some things, you know, I can do to just kind of help kick myself into overdrive or kick my image into overdrive and try to get some real interviews and get a job?
Well, you know what you need? You need momentum. And absolutely, momentum comes from motive. You ever heard of this word called motivation? Everybody knows how to use it in a sentence, but I think we don't know what it actually means. So what do you think what do you think motivation means?
Well, I guess motivation is, you know, I guess a simpler way to put it would be a call to
something bigger than yourself, maybe.
There you go. Here it is. Yeah,
your own mind.
Yeah, that's the source of motivation. You just nailed the source. Motivation is just simply active motive, acting on a motive. And so I think what we need to do is dream. And I want you to take your best shot at a dream by just telling me, what do you think is your professional pinnacle? As it sits today, what feels like it, seems like it, sounds like it, smells like it? What's the professional pinnacle for you?
Like what would be like my ideal
dream job?
Professional situation?
Yeah.
Dream job.
Dream a little bit.
Well, so what I studied in school was recreation and sports management.
Okay.
Also coupled that with hospitality and resort management.
Great.
And I've always thought it'd be really cool to maybe own my own or maybe own a couple of like different sort of, maybe not necessarily like a hotel, but like a lodge, kind of like that revolve around like hunting and fishing lodges, that
love
sort of
it.
Thing. That's kind of what I'm interested in.
So you just combined.
I guess dream situation.
Well, that's what I want to know. Don't you think we ought to start there? Here you are coming out of college. I don't want you just thinking about a job. I mean, you can go get a job or two tomorrow. If we're just talking about a job, you can go drive pizza delivery. You can go work in a warehouse. There's plenty of jobs where Ed can come in and do some work and make an hourly wage or maybe even get a salary. I mean, that's job. I hope you could tell by the way I say that. I'm not about jobs.
I don't want just a job.
I know you don't. So you just told me the dream, and it combines beautifully two things that you love. What I heard is sports, or we could talk about hunting and fishing. That's a sport. So game, you know, the sport of game, wildlife, all that kind of stuff, plus the hospitality side of things. And so, you know, if that's the dream to own your own lodge that, you know, has hunting and fishing opportunities and people can stay, or some type of expedition business. Who knows where you're going to go with this? You just gave me a version of a dream, and I love that. It can change. You're a young man. But we've got to start with looking up at a mountaintop and going, if that's where I want to go, what's going to get me there? Now, you got a college degree, so I don't even know how much that actually qualifies you anyway to do the work you want to do. Am I right?
I would agree.
So what would you do? What would you give advice? Come on, you answer your own question here today. I'll back you up if you don't get it right. But I want you to take a stab. At what advice would you give a young person like you whose dream is to eventually own their own wildlife lodge, sporting, hunting, fishing, staying, whatever, tourism meets sport of hunting and fishing? What would you say to a young man to get heading that direction? Which area or two would you tell him he probably should get into this area, this sector?
I think it would be important to tell someone to get experience working in just the hospitality side of things.
Yes, sir.
Before they.
Yes, yep. Sir. Yes, sir. And then maybe on the weekends you start a little hunting or expedition business on the side, maybe where you start to become a guide, or who knows? I mean, who says you can't do both of those things? You're a young single guy, or if you're young and married, no kids yet, you got more time than you'll ever have. So I would be working. I'd start. Man, if it's at the Motel 6, if that's the only job available in Memphis, Tennessee, I'd start behind the desk at the Motel 6, wouldn't I, Joe? You know why I would do that?
Why?
Because that's how I started radio, Ed. I showed up and I paid $250 to do radio at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Come on, Ed! Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, where did I start? I started at the bottom. Let me tell you something. AM talk radio Saturday at 2 o'clock is the bottom.
Right.
If you want to host a national radio show, don't you think you ought to learn how to do radio, Ed?
I would agree. Yeah.
So, Ed, I'm not saying you got to start behind the desk at Motel 6, but I'm saying get in the hotel hospitality industry and then find a way to get at least a half a foot or a couple of toes in the wildlife industry as well, so that you're gaining experience and connections in both fields. That's how you move up. We're not just going to go get any job. Let's go get 2-3 jobs. Who cares? Who cares if you got 2 or 3 hourly jobs right now? It doesn't matter to me as long as you're in the field, the space you need to be in, and you're learning, and you are growing, and you are connecting. That's it. It's the proximity principle. Do you have my best-selling book?
I do not know.
Yes, you do. Hang on the line, Ed. There's nothing more for you to do. You and I are on the same page. I want you to read the book. Hang on the line. Madison's going to get you a copy of it, whatever format you want. The proximity principle says in order to do what Ed wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. That means the right people in the right places. Ed needs to put himself around people who are doing the work he wants to do. That's both in the wildlife space and in the hospitality space. He needs to be in places where the work he wants to do is happening. That means if he's got to show up and work at the Hotel 6, that's what he, or Motel 6. I just gave Motel 6 an upgrade, Joe. Come on, folks. It's the right people plus the right places equals opportunity. That's how Ed gets opportunity for that entry-level job and then to keep moving up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, parents, if you've got a kid that's considering a career in technology, you've got to check out my friends at Bethel Tech. They can get there without breaking the bank. Bethel Tech has an online training program that teaches the latest in-demand tech skills for a fraction of the price of traditional college, and they've got an 85% placement rate. I've got the offer for you. Go to Bethel Tech to get $1,000 to $2,500 off of tuition. Again, that's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Putting purpose and hope and practical steps towards your desired future into talk radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. It's a caller-driven show. Your questions. Hey, Ken, I got some options here. I need some help. Hey, Ken, fork in the road. Which way do I go? Hey, Ken, I don't know which way to go. Is college right for me? Oh, we get them all. Hey, my spouse is discouraged. How do I encourage my spouse to do work that he or she longs to do? Whatever your question, we're here for you. 844-747-2577. Real quick ask of you folks. The show is growing. We want to continue to grow it. We want to be, we are an international show because of the podcast of this radio show. We are approaching 70 stations around the country in syndication. I want to be in 100. I want to be on 200. I want to be 300. I want to be hanging out on as many stations as all these political talk shows, because I think we need more purpose talk and less political talk. Just my opinion. I'm all for political talk. Enjoy it myself. But we don't need another show like that. And so we want to know your thoughts. I want your feedback, and we've got an enticing offer for you. If you would be willing to share your thoughts in a brief survey from us, text the word share to 33789. Text the word share to 33789. We'll send you a link to take the quick survey, and you will be automatically entered for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Your feedback matters. Want to know what you think and your thoughts and suggestions. Text the word share to 33789 to take the survey. All right, to the phones we go. Marie is on the line in Detroit, Michigan. Marie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Oh, thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. How can I help?
Currently, right now, I am in a sales position as a beauty consultant with a direct sales company.
Okay.
And I love the beauty aspect of it. I'm also working two part-time jobs because it's like sales-based only. But I am kind of thinking about possibly going to school it's really just 3 to 4 months of schooling to get a trade and become an esthetician. That way I can actually do, like, broaden the field of beauty and not just sell the product,
yeah,
but also maybe doing like the facial services,
sure,
and actually applying the makeup and stuff. But
sure,
I didn't know if I should go that route or if I should just, I don't know, just stick to the sales, because I can make pretty good money just focusing on the sales. But
wait a second. That's probably,
yeah,
true, and I don't doubt that. But right now, you're working two part-time jobs to make additional income because the sales aren't happening. So is that a function of focus, or is it a function of it just takes a while? It's more of a slow burn, build up the pipeline.
I think it's probably both.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so that answered one question. What are you doubting about the esthetician move? Because I don't hear somebody who's passionate about selling beauty products. I hear someone who's passionate about applying beauty products and who wants to be hands-on in making women feel more beautiful. Did I hear that right, or am I wrong?
Yeah, actually, I think that's what drove me to sign up for this direct sell company, because it was part of actually, like, the person that I joined underneath, she made me feel beautiful, even though it wasn't the actual.
Is this something that have you always been moved by this kind of stuff? You've always been intrigued and touched by, you know, stories of women, you know, feeling more beautiful, feeling more self-worth because of their hair, makeup, or whatever. Has this always been a theme for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so here's my take. I want to know why you're truly doubting doing 3 to 4 month trade school when, to me, it's on purpose for you to get that next level of training and qualification to do the treatments. And whether you're doing direct marketing or this is a network marketing deal, and I'm not anti-network marketing, but to me, if you become an esthetician and you begin to build your business there, you could sell that same product, I would assume, or some of those products, or you just become a distributor and you do what, you know, people who run hair salons do. The gal that I go to get my hair cut, she does all Redken products, right? And so she mm-hmm. she buys them at a discount and then sells them to me at full price or whatever. So you don't mm-hmm. it does, you know, you can still sell some products and things that you're deeply passionate about that you use in your business. So I think this is the right direction. What are you doubting?
I don't know. I guess I didn't think it. I don't know. I didn't. I thought if I took my focus off of one thing, because I'm kind of all over the place now with two part-time jobs.
You're all. That's exactly
doing
right.
this. So I didn't know if maybe that'll take my focus off of it and going to school, or is it worth sacrificing the 3 to 4 months of school and doing that?
I think to me, it doesn't have to be a sacrifice. Maybe you get yourself into a position where you're not sacrificing anything other than time, but you save up mm-hmm. the money. There's a mm-hmm. there's a fixed price on that esthetician school. So whatever that number is, save up that money and then pay it cash. You don't have to. Esthetician work is going to be there 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 18 months from now. So I don't want you to sacrifice financially to go to the school, because there's no need for that. I'd rather you save up the money and then just pay cash and knock it out. But if you want, but if you feel like you can make this network marketing sales thing go, then lose a little bit of sleep. You got two part-time jobs plus that, go a little harder, be a little bit more aggressive if that's going to help you cash flow your school. But you don't want to be a salesperson in beauty products. You want to be a person who applies the beauty products. Who
100%.
There we go. Ding, ding, ding. There we go.
Yeah.
So let me ask the question instead of you ask. You be the host of the Ken Coleman Show for a moment. Seriously. Marie, do you think it's a good move for you to go to esthetician school? Is it the right move?
Yeah, it's been tugging on my heart for a while, so I think so.
Oh, there it is. You did a great job. Marie did a great job there. She was the host of the Ken Coleman Show, and she said, yes, I should do that. It's because it's been tugging on my heart. That's the answer. It's been tugging on your heart for a while. You've been making excuses for it, and one of the excuses is because you're a little bit uncertain about it. But the fact of the matter is I think you're going to be way better at being an esthetician than a salesperson. Do you agree with that statement?
I do agree with that.
Do you have the talent to be trained to be a good esthetician and do anything else in makeup if you really applied yourself? Do you have the talent?
Yeah, I kind of do it right now for fun. Do it on myself.
So listen to that. Listen to confident Marie. I want you to feel how you feel right now. I want you, in the midst of this phone call, to take a moment to feel how you feel right now.
Yeah.
It's different.
Excited.
It's different than how you started the phone call, isn't it?
Yeah, I was a lot nervous.
Okay.
I just thought it was a stupid idea.
It's not a stupid idea. Mm-hmm. I open up every show, Marie, by saying you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. Do you believe that when I say that?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Yes,
so you were created to make women feel beautiful. There's a whole lot there. There's so much underneath of that. You know it and I know it. Mm-hmm. You are needed. You must do it. It's not dumb. It's not silly. You don't have to sacrifice financially. I don't care where this direct marketing job goes or stays. I don't care. Save up the money, get aggressive, get fired up. I want you to go from doubtful to determined. You started this phone call doubtful. I want you to be determined. Are you determined to get there, Marie?
Now I am, yeah.
Come on. Go, Marie. It's time to stop talking, and it's time to start doing. Save up the money. Pay cash. No stress, no sacrifice. Walk out of that esthetician school on fire to help the women that you've always wanted to help. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, and we are talking about the path to meaningful work. What is meaningful work for you? What does that look like? How do you identify it? How do you choose the type of work? Is it just one job? Is it only one dream job? Is it too late? Am I too old? Does it cost too much? Is going back to college the only way? These are the questions that we're taking on every day. I got great news for you. Whatever question that you identify with there, if there's a question that was not listed out that really resonates with you, the answer is not as complex as you think it is. There is a path forward. I want to help you figure out what yours is. 844-747-2577. By the way, Joe's got me on lockdown here. I've got an announcement in front of me I'm excited to make, but I got to be very careful. I'm going to be doing an interview where I will be coaching a few people on a major television network in the weeks ahead. That's all I'm allowed to say. I don't know why, but that's all I'm allowed to say. You know that drives me nuts. But we want you to be involved. We're looking for people who are actively looking for a job right now, who need advice, and you'd be willing to ask your question on a major television network. Some of you are going, well, Ken, I'm already nervous enough calling in and asking you. Now you want me to do it on TV? Well, just look at it this way. It's your chance to be on a major television network and ask me the same question you would ask me on the radio. So you brave souls, now, here's the qualification. You got to be actively looking for a job right now, and you want my advice, and then you might get selected to do it on a major television network. That's all I'm allowed to say. So there you go. Right here in my hands, it says you need to email us, ask@kencoleman.com, and put Ken TV in the subject line. Well, that sounds fun, Joe. I actually know what network it is, but they don't want me to say it for whatever reason. And so it feels like it's a new announcement to me. So it feels like I don't even know. Like, oh, this is very exciting. I have to talk to Will the publicist and see who this is. No, I'm kidding. It will be a lot of fun. So if you want to make your mark on television, to have all your friends and family watch you and me on TV together, ask@kencoleman.com is the email address. Put in Ken TV in the subject line. 844-747-2577 is the number. Rachel's up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Rachel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Rachel. What's up?
So a little about my situation. I left my dream job 3 years ago. I worked in the death care industry.
The what? Hold on. I'm sorry. What industry?
Death care industry, okay. A funeral home.
Gotcha. I'm sorry, I just didn't understand you. I wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I used to be an office manager there. I loved it, loved helping the families. And so the last 3 years, I've been kind of still chasing the funeral home. I can't find anything that makes me happy, I guess, or to fill that void.
Yeah.
And so I came up with the idea of becoming a grief coach, and I think I would love it, and I'd get to help families once again going through that process.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how to start. Like, you know, what's the first step?
Well, so I'm assuming that there are counselors that have counseling degrees and licensing that specialize in grief, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
So how did they get there? So we look at, what do I need to do to get qualified? Do I have the education necessary? Do I absolutely have to have more education? Is it the only way? Is it the best way? Those are the questions right there. And so that's where that's what we start with. How do I get qualified? You're clear. You're ready to go into stage two, and maybe you're ready to move into stage three, which is get connected. But my seven stages are get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away, where you're working totally just for the impact. And so right now you're in that get qualified stage, I'm guessing, unless you are already qualified to do counseling.
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, again, I do some homework on ideally if there are some counselors in the Green Bay area who specialize in grief counseling, even if you don't know them at all, I'd reach out to them, call them, and tell them who you are. Hey, my name's Rachel. Been working in the death care industry, funeral homes. I got a real passion for helping families that are going through a time of grieving. And I really want to know more. I'd wonder if you would give me 5 to 10 minutes of your time. Just want to ask you some questions about how you got where you are, what you love most about doing, and get your insight to confirm whether or not this is a path for me. I think if you left a message or sent an email like that to a couple people in your area that, again, on their website say they specialize in grief counseling or they offer grief counseling, I think that they would definitely talk to you. And that's the proximity principle. Get around people who are doing what you want to do. Get in places where it's happening and verify first that grief counseling is the direction you want to go. You might find that you go, you know what? I don't think that's my jam. I think I actually want to be in the funeral home, meeting them there in this moment of grief, but also in a moment of life celebration and honoring a loved one. You know, I don't know, but I think that's the advice that I would give anybody, no matter what industry. Verify. Get in proximity to people that are doing what you think you want to do or what you know you want to do, and let's get clear on what the best path forward is. So if the counseling degree is a must, which it probably is, and there's some licensing coming out of that, then that's your path. So then you go, well, how much is that going to cost me? Based on my financial reality, how long is that going to take? Now you got yourself a plan. Make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, do you have my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, I'm going to give it to you. Hang on the line. Now, you got to promise me you'll read this, because I wrote this book for people like you who know what they want to do, but they're not quite sure where to begin and how to get there. This book is going to take you 50 times deeper than I just took you on the call, but it's easy to read. There's homework, things to do at the end of each chapter that are going to make you so confident in walking this path. So hang on the line. We'll give you whatever format you want, ebook, audiobook, or the hard copy, which, by the way, I think you could still get all three copies of that book at my website, kencolma.com. It's the only place you can get all three versions for $25, Joe. I mean, we're practically giving the book away.
It's a deal.
Man, I'm telling you. So that's a great deal. And for those of you who need it, well, I give it to you on the show. That's one way of getting it. I got to ask somebody sometime when they call in, I'll say, hey, do you have my... number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle? I do, Ken. As a matter of fact, I have a case of it. I hand it out. That's what I want to hear. No, I kid. I want new people calling all the time like this who don't have it, and I'm happy to give it away. Because that's why I wrote that book, Joe. And by the way, new people joining the show all the time. What is The Proximity Principle? It says, in order to do what you want to do, fill in the blank. In order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around people that are doing it. And in places where that is happening. So I'm highlighting people and places, because the right people plus the right places equals opportunity. When I'm around the right people, they connect me to more of the right people after giving me insight and wisdom. They point me, they put me, they open up doors to get me in the right places where I can get some practice, or I can observe and meet more of the right people. And it becomes this cyclical practice of being intentional to be around the right people and in the right places. And let me tell you what happens. The proximity principle will propel you forward. It's the secret sauce. You want to know how to get where you need to be and then advance to where you want to go? The proximity principle. Get around the right people. Get in the right places. Opportunity will knock on your door. I guarantee it. Every time you show me a person who says, I can't catch a break, I'm going to tell you right now, they're not around the right people. They're not in the right places. Because here's what I know. When I'm around the right people and in the right places, the right time happens. But if you're not around the right people, you're not in the right places, I can also guarantee you this. The right time will not and cannot happen. I'm so sick of everybody going, well, he was in the right place at the right time, like it was luck. It's not luck. They may not have known what they were doing, but there was some intentionality in being in the right place and being around the right people. All right, don't move. More of your calls coming up next. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from Nashville at our Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters, helping you get unstuck and then on purpose. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It's toll free. And you've got the answers, I promise. It's just my job to dig them out and help you see what you need to see so you can do what you want to do. Angela's up in Crestview, Florida. Angela, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. So I have what I would say is my dream job. I am a medical social worker for a local hospice here in Florida. And I've been doing it for about 5 years. And I heard your previous caller earlier about being a grief support person, which is a lot of what I do. My question is, how do you maintain what I consider to be my joy or my why? How do I keep that going? Because there, and it's not just like I don't like feel sad all the time or anything because of the people I'm helping. It's more of just I guess long term. I feel like this is the job, this is the reason, but how do you keep it going?
I does love that make sense? Does it make sense? It's a great question. It's okay, nobody's ever asked this question on the show. First time it's ever been asked. And I'm thrilled about it.
Okay, great.
You've got to take care of yourself and you've got to nurture the fire. I have a I have an obsession with real wood burning fireplaces. I have one in my living room. When I say obsession, I just love to build those and keep them going for the smell and the ambiance, the real cracking of the wood. You know, I love it. But if you've ever seen anybody tend a fire or ever done one yourself, you know, you have to tend that fire to keep it going. Eventually it will burn all the wood. And if you don't keep, you know, putting new wood on the fire, if you don't, you know, arrange it in the right way, you know, to those coals will keep, once that fire gets to a certain point, the hot coals underneath will keep that fire burning for hours as long as you keep putting wood on it. And so when I say you got to nurture that fire, you have to nurture it a couple of ways. Number one, make sure that you're taking care of yourself and your soul. So when somebody does work like you do, which is deeply human, you and I do human work. Would you agree?
Right. I agree completely.
So you and I, even though your work is different and my work is different, we pour ourselves out for humans. We are investing in people, and it takes a tremendous amount of energy.
Yes.
So I give a lot of energy every day giving advice, you know, doing one-on-one coaching, whatever it is I'm doing. And so I've got to take care of myself. I love that work, just like you love your work. But I've got to go home, and I've got to turn it off every night. People ask me all the time, how do you turn it off? I go, it's real easy. You would be surprised at how easy I turn my work off. I go home. I have three kids. I got two doodles. I got a wife that I love. I got stuff going on at the house. I got personal stuff. I like watching basketball. I like watching football. I talk to my friends. I do all kinds of stuff, and I'm not thinking about work. The moment I start thinking about work is when I'm getting ready in the morning. And after I drop my kids off at school, there's a little bit of, like when I'm showering or shaving or whatever, I'm thinking a little bit about the day ahead and I'm getting excited. But then I take the kids to school and I'm all about them in the car. And the minute they get out at school and I start driving into Ramsey Solutions, and then I turn it back on. And because I am eating properly most of the time, exercising most of the time, but more importantly, my soul and my brain are refreshing. Between the time I leave Ramsey Solutions at night and the time I get back in, And so then the heart picks back up and the juice is there. So, you know, you've got to take care of yourself. Take breaks. Take the full 2 weeks vacation. If you feel yourself really starting to get fried, take some time for yourself and just go read a book on the beach. And don't think about work at all. And really guard your time at home. Guard it. Guard your weekends. Do things that lift you so that your soul is replenished, because you cannot give what you do not have.
Exactly. And there are times when I just feel like I just don't have anymore.
So that's when you know, okay, I got to go replenish. Okay. So so here's what your homework assignment is. I want you to identify 5 to 10 ways you can replenish yourself. Could be spa day, could be talking to some girlfriends, could be going and playing with your kids at the park. I don't care what it is. What replenishes your soul? You know the answer to that. And if you don't, go find some things that do and go replenish. And if you keep replenishing, you'll be fine. You'll never lose the fire, but you got to tend the fire by taking care of yourself. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues to bring you clarity and confidence and courage one phone call at a time. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Hey, I'm a part of the Ramsey Solutions Worldwide Organization, and we're doing such good work. And this time of year, one of the greatest things that we're offering is Ramsey Smart Tax. Now, for those of you who do your taxes, this is not an easy deal. And some of you are paying people a lot of money to do it because you're not good at it or you're scared of it. So if you want to save some money and do it well, we've got a great product called Ramsey Smart Tax. It's a brand new tax filing software that'll help you make sure your taxes are done the right way. It's easy, emphasis on easy, reliable, and it's not going to cost you a ton of money. So don't wait to file your taxes. Go ahead and get started on it now so you can get that refund sooner or have more time to save up to pay if you owe some money. So it's a streamlined process. Ramsey Smart Tax is the resource. Go ahead and text the word tax to 33789. That's tax. Text that to 33789 to see how Ramsey Smart Tax can help you out this year. That's tax. Send that to 33789. Now, if you're a Ramsey Plus member, you can file your federal taxes with Ramsey Smart Tax for free. Just go to the member benefits section in the app to get your discount code. All right, 844-747-2577 is the number. Tom is up in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Tom, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Tom.
You're Ken, Tom.
How's it going?
Hey, wait, you're trying to confuse me, man.
Yeah, I just talked to you like back on February 11th about putting my notice into work.
Oh, so we got a quick callback. I like this. Why are we talking today?
So I wasn't asked a question about that. Everything went great, by the way. And, it went all right, I guess, but then it went great after a while. And then now I wasn't asked a question about that, but now I'm going to ask a question about my wife instead.
Okay, go for it.
So I got that new job, and then my wife is in the reserves and she's scheduled to deploy this year. And then we have a toddler, and she has a choice if she wants to deploy or not. And then, or if she doesn't want to deploy, she wants to go to school and get a job and then help me attack debt. And then the deployment was only for the debt. Like, it would have helped us pay a lot of things off pretty quickly. But she doesn't know what she wants to do, and we're trying to figure out the best option.
She doesn't know what she wants to do as it relates to stay home, go to school for a job, or deployed, or what? What do you mean she doesn't know what to do? Be more specific. What does she not know what to do on?
She doesn't know if she should deploy and be away from us to pay off the debt, or she should just stay home and go to school.
How long is the deployment?
She'll leave this summer and be back next year in February.
So call it what, 7 months? 7-8 months?
Yes, and then the only issue we're having in like complication is my new job that I accepted, and then our toddler and childcare.
No, I get that. I mean, just her heart alone, the mommy heart, right? That's tough. But it pays off how much debt?
Probably around 60 grand.
Whoa. It would pay it off how quickly? In that year's time?
Within that 6-7 months.
Oh, my goodness. So what is she leaning towards? You telling me she doesn't know what to do. She's not ready to make a decision, but she's leaning one way, isn't she?
She's leaning towards, I guess, mostly she wants to deploy to help.
Yeah.
And then her main mindset is just helping me with the debt and everything. And
are you guys married?
She does it. Yes.
Okay, we need to stop with this helping you with the debt. It's helping us, right? You guys are on the same page, and that's obvious with her. What would the cost of childcare be additionally per month? Have you run those numbers? That's what you need to do.
They're around $200 a week.
Okay, so $800 a month. And so you've run those numbers side by side with the amount of increased income she's going to bring to the table, correct?
Correct.
And you still get out of debt in that same period of time?
Yes.
Well, this is a tough position. Are you asking me what I think she should do?
Yeah, we don't. We're just trying to weigh our options. And
well, your options. Well, your options are, it's a really tough decision. No question about it. For her to leave for that amount of time, it's tough on the family. It's tough on her heart. It's tough on your heart. The toddler will be fine. I'm not worried about the toddler. Toddlers have no concept of time. They don't know if mom's been gone for 7 minutes or 7 weeks or 7 months in the grand scheme of things. Okay? And with FaceTime and all the other things, would she be deployed overseas?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, that's going to be your only option is Zoom and FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. But where you guys are going to be financially on the other end of this is a game changer. So I think you guys have to sit down and say, if I don't deploy, which is hard for all the reasons I just laid out, if I don't deploy, can I get a job making $40,000 to $60,000 without having to go to school? That'd be the first question.
Yes.
Well, then, okay. then if she can, then how much longer would it take to pay off the debt if she gets a job here stateside and she doesn't deploy? Because let's just say that you could knock it out in 7 to 8 months by deploying, which we just discussed, or it takes you guys a year and a half to knock it out, but she doesn't have to deploy, then I'm going to have her stay here.
Yeah, because it's kind of random timing, like weird timing, because I just started listening to you and the Ramsey show like a couple months ago, and then that's whenever she got the offer to deploy, and she accepted it because I told her I was reading The Money Makeover, and then I'm reading a book, and I told her, well, this helps a lot.
It's big, but my question is that can she make 40 to 60? I mean, now, if she makes 40 to 60, that's not going to be your take home. So I guess you have to run the numbers out on how long it would take her to pay off the debt if she stays and gets a job.
A lot longer. Okay.
Then you guys sit down and weigh that. Yeah. Short-term pain for long-term peace.
Okay.
Or we have a lot of peace. We grow our family or whatever, and you get the new job, she gets a job, and it takes you 2 years to pay off what would take you 8 months. I think if you guys got gazelle intense together, you could pay it off in a year, year and a half.
Okay.
Run the numbers. And then it comes down to, can our heart handle being separated for a pretty quick return? And then game changer. I think you guys have to sit down and go, if we went gazelle intense and she stays, how long before we pay off the 60 grand?
Okay.
What is the debt? Let's run through that real quick. I got about a minute and a half. I want to run through this. What's the debt consist of?
Vehicles and, well, pretty much that one debt is almost just one vehicle.
Okay, let's play this out. What's the vehicle? How much do you owe on it?
About 46,000.
What is it? An SUV? A truck?
It's a truck.
How much is it worth?
Way upside down. It's only worth about 34.
Okay. All right. Well, so it's worth 34 if you sell it today. And what else do you have besides the truck debt?
My wife's car, which is 32 on it, and I've saved up quite a bit to. We're actually going to sell it this month. I saved up about $12,000 in savings.
How much is it worth?
24.
Okay, so you've got the money saved up to pay it off.
Yes.
So that's it. The $34,000 car, and then the 46. That's your debt.
And then $220,000 mortgage.
Well, but with the way Dave Ramsey teaches, you can be debt free, then attack the mortgage. So we think debt freedom. We're just going to attack everything but the house right now. We're going to work Dave Ramsey's baby steps. You're new to it, right? So you got your emergency fund. You should. You got $12,000 in the bank. Okay.
Correct.
So you got $1,000 emergency fund. Baby step two is now you're going to work through the smallest to largest debts. I'd sell the car today. Okay, and take some from what you make on the sale of the car, right? I mean, and plus the 12, and take the 12, and I'd buy a cheap car, maybe for 8, put the rest on the other debt. You can do this. Hey, I got to run. You matter, and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.